This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We need to talk oil in a moment, but first, let's do the numbers on stocks. The Dow right now is up 74 points, 0.5% to 15,298. The S&P 500 up 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 0.3%. The wholesale price of oil has fallen half a dollar today so far, but it's still at $102.59 a barrel. Many call that expensive. On Tuesdays, we check in with Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Hello, Julie.
Morning, David.
What is driving this oil price?
Well, there are a couple of things going on right now. First of all, the real disruptions. First, you had Syria, Nigeria, Sudan, and now Egypt. So that always creates a high degree of anxiety in the oil market's security of supply. But the good news is the shale and tar sands here in the United States are stabilizing international prices. Now, stabilizing means at a higher price, definitely, but we have sufficient supply, and that's what's really calming the markets. So you're not seeing massive hysteria because we do have all kinds of emergency backup fuel available.
Because shale oil produced in the U.S. is not cheap, but it's cheaper than $100 a barrel to produce.
Well, it is. It took high prices to find this stuff and to make it economically possible to extract and to refine it. High prices do promote conservation, though. So you're seeing now fuel efficiency, mass transit, everything that high prices typically do. When you have high oil prices, though, this could melt down the economy. It did in 2008. It went over $140 a barrel. 2009, when the Depression hit, it went down to about $36 a barrel. So high prices do really constrict the economy here. But we're getting kind of used to it at this point simply because of conservation. And what we're looking at for the future now is the good news is U.S. oil production is crossing over crude oil imports, rising higher and higher. We've got a good, stable supply. The bad news, though, cheap energy days are long gone.
Julie Neiman, Smith Moore & Company, thank you so much.
You bet.
It was crude oil that brought death and devastation to the Quebec town of Lac-Mégantic near the Maine border as authorities continue to search for victims of last weekend's runaway train accident. There's news that a fire had been reported in the same train's locomotive a few hours before the incident, but it's not clear if there's a connection. More than 70 of the train's cars contained crude oil from North Dakota. Canadian safety officials will examine the design of the tanks. The accident has already reopened debate about shipping oil via environmentally sensitive pipelines versus shipping by rail.